Well, for some of Australia's capital cities, it's been a summer of world records in one of the most unfortunate contests. Sydney and Canberra were first. Now Melbourne is choking its way through some of the worst air quality in the world today. The bushfire smoke is so bad that one player at the qualifiers for Melbourne's marquee event, the Australian Open, has retired today after a coughing fit and breathing difficulties. Athletes from other sports have already fled. Australia's Olympic rowing hopefuls are now training in Tasmania due to poor air quality on the mainland. Gavin Coote reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, Ms. Yakupovic is unable to continue. Game, set match, vocally.
There were emotional scenes at Melbourne Park this afternoon as a player at the Australian Open qualifiers went down after running around in poor air quality. Dalila Jakupovic fell to her knees on the court and, following a coughing fit, had to retire from play during the second set of her qualifying match. The return of bushfire smoke has been there for all Melburnians to see. Far from just obscuring the city's skyline, it brought very poor air quality to the CBD, while hazardous levels were recorded across vast parts of Victoria closer to the fire front. Brett Sutton is Victoria's chief health officer.
I think overnight for Melbourne it did reach the worst in the world. Those conditions overnight are obviously when there are cooler temperatures and the particulate matter can settle very low to the ground.
The bushfires in the state's East Gippsland are the cause of the poor air quality. And as daylight broke, there was an improvement, if only marginal. That brought a plea for people in Melbourne's suburbs and in nearby Geelong to limit their time outdoors and to have a health plan in place.
There's eye and throat and nose irritation. People can have a cough develop or worsening of cough or even wheeze.
It's also meant disruption to construction work across the two cities, and firefighters have been called out to almost 200 false alarms since late last night, and the smoke is beginning to cause chaos for sporting events. Horse races have been cancelled, and hours before the Slovenian tennis player retired, there were already challenges at the Australian Open.
The health and well-being of not only the players, the fans, our staff is of utmost importance.
Tennis Australia CEO Craig Tiley suspended practice this morning and qualifying was pushed back more than an hour. And while quick to point out there's air quality monitoring technology available on site, he wouldn't say whether there's a backup plan for moving the tournament to another location.
The expectation, because the long-term forecast and even the short-term forecast is good, and we'll just take it day at a time. We have the mitigating circumstances that we've put in place is to protect the health and well-being of the players. So we'll make any decision that we need to make relative to that.
It's not just in Melbourne where the smoke haze is causing hiccups for sporting events. Air quality in parts of New South Wales, like the South West Slopes, is at hazardous levels. And while today's clear skies in Sydney are in stark contrast to recent days, it hasn't stopped some athletes from avoiding the place altogether. Jessica Morrison is an Olympic rower who usually trains on the Nepean River at Penrith in Western Sydney.
You can smell the smoke. It's hard to see. After a long time exposed to that poor quality air, you start to feel quite lightheaded.
Australia's top female rowers are now in training at Launceston in Tasmania.
I think when we arrived, it was sunny and blue sky and not, you know, the smoke in sight. The Tamar River is where we're training out of, the girls, and the men are based in Lake Barrington, which is beautiful. So far, we've had no interruption to our training. We've pushed on as normal. It's really important at this point in time that consistency in training is what we're able to do with Olympic trials 6 weeks away.
The men's rowing team usually trains in Canberra at the Australian Institute of Sport. Rowing Australia's performance director, Bernard Savage, now considers Tasmania somewhat of a refuge from the harmful smoke levels afflicting cities on the mainland.
We made the decision pretty quickly to move to Tasmania so that the athletes were A, safe, but also able to obviously train, because in both those locations, Penrith and Canberra, they are going to be significantly compromised with their ability to train even indoors.
The smoke over Melbourne and other parts of Victoria is expected to start clearing tomorrow afternoon.
Gavin Coote reporting.